moving on to other business. Our first item of other business this evening is subdivision 2019-7, Guy subdivision number 8, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for a standard subdivision of 13 single family lots, siting and site improvements. The site is a 38.29 acres located on the south side of Waterview Road, east of Camp Arrowhead Road. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved with conditions at the meeting of May 23rd of this year. The final subdivision plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The applicant is seeking to split the subdivision into phases whilst awaiting further DLDOT entrance approval. Phase 1 will consist of 4 lots and the residual land. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 22. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Staff are in receipt of agency approvals for the Phase 1 portion of the subdivision, which is the first 4 lots. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to 2019-7, Guy Subdivision Number 8, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2019-7, Guy Subdivision Number 8. This is a final subdivision plan.
So we have the DLDOT approval.
So we're just approving it as a final.
Correct.
Okay.
So
approving it as a final.
This phase.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2018-7, Wellesley final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan to divide 77.97 acres into 131 single-family lots and located on the southwest side of Warrington Road, that's Sussex County Route 275, and on the south side of John J. Williams Highway, that's County Route 24, and on the east side of Mulberry Knoll Road, that's County Route 284. At the meeting of June 28th of last year, the Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan. The final subdivision plan complies with the County Zoning Code and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is part of parcel District 334, Map 12, and it's part of parcels 46.01, 113.00, and 116.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to 2018-7, Wellesley, I move for approval of the final subdivision plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all.
Don't need that. Just don't need
final, just a regular
final subdivision plan.
Yep. Final subdivision plan. Period.
Okay. Period. Good.
That's the
Make
last.
A motion.
Yep. Period.
Okay. Second.
Second.
So moving seconded to approve subdivision 2018-7 Wellesley final site plan as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2005-49, the Woodlands Subdivision Final Amenities Site Plan.
This is a final amenities plan for the construction of 2 pools and a bathhouse and other site improvements. The plan was granted preliminary amenities site plan approval by the Commission at its meeting of October 11th of last year. The final amenities plan complies with the Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 30. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. So, thank you.
It's the same as the last one, just I move that we.
Mr. Chairman, case 2005-49, the Woodlands Subdivision Final Amenity Site Plan, I move for approval.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-49, the Woodlands Subdivision Final Amenity Site Plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Carried. Our next item is Atlantic Concrete Lewis Plant Revised Site Plan.
This is a revised site plan for the replacement of a Lewis plant, which includes a proposed 3,200 square foot building, new conveyor system, concrete block storage bins for aggregate stockpile, parking, and other site improvements. The revised site plan complies with the zoning code. Tax parcel is 335-11.00-57.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, in regards to Atlantic Concrete Lewis Plant, I move for approval of the revised site plan with approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve Atlantic Concrete Lewis site plan, revised site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 19-24, Vanderwen Acres LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed events venue located at 22304 Atlanta Road. The Planning Commission approved conditional use 2165 on March 28, 2019, and the Sussex County Council approved the use on April 16, 2019. The site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the conditions of approval. Tax parcel is 531-6.00-72.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S1924 Vanderwen Acres LLC, I move for preliminary site plan approval with final site plan by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve site plan 19-24 Vanderwen Acres LLC as preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2019-4 Sloan Family Subdivision, request to revise conditions of appeal.
I believe those conditions of approval.
Yeah.
Nothing about it.
Yeah, you said conditions of appeal.
Oh, it's
a long night. Hey, it's 9:25.
Okay. Right. That's what I just said. We're all tired.
This is a request to revise the conditions of approval for an 11-lot standard subdivision located on the north side of Pinewater Drive in the Pinewater subdivision. Preliminary subdivision plan approval was granted by the commission at its meeting of May 9th, 2019, subject to 11 conditions of approval. Condition D requires a 30-foot forested or landscape buffer along the entire perimeter of the project, except that no forested or landscape buffer shall be required along the perimeter of the project where the sewer easement is located. The applicant requests that the 30-foot forested buffer be reduced to 20 feet as it was shown on the preliminary subdivision plan and is as is required for the standard subdivision. The applicant has also received variances for the area and width of all 11 proposed lots from the Board of Adjustment on December 17, 2018. If the buffer were to increase to 30 feet, the applicant would need to apply for additional variances for the area and lot width of each proposed lot. Tax parcels 234-17.12-5.00, 5.01, and 5.02. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
I just have a quick question on this. We had a 30-foot... I'm trying to remember why we...
I think this was the one that Mr. Sharp covered for me at the hearing. I was trying to remember it as well, and I don't know why it came in as 30 instead of 20. That might... I don't know that there was even a reason for it.
There's nothing in the record.
Yeah.
For the 30, they always showed 20, which is the code requirement.
Yeah. Okay. And if you're inclined to do it, Mr. Mears, or the commission, all you need to do is I move that the condition D be amended to reduce the buffer size to 20 feet.
Okay.
You can say so moved if you want.
Okay, so moved.
There we go.
Second.
My style right there. And I also request approval to revise the conditions for approval of case 2019-4 Sloan Family Subdivision.
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to grant the request to revise the conditions of approval for subdivision 2019-4 Sloan Family Subdivision as stated on the record by our council. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our agenda. Referring back to our public hearings this evening. Our first public hearing was conditional use number 2177, Ingrid Hopkins.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2177 Ingrid Hopkins. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, our second public hearing we've already acted on. And that leaves us with change of zone number 1882, Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company LLC. Who's got a motion ready?
Oh, I'll make a motion to defer on that, please.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1882, Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that fully completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything to add to the duty order?
Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Everybody have a good July 4th.
Yes, good.
One thing to keep in mind, the next meeting in July...
We'll have reorganization.
Reorganization, that's the election of officers and all that, and then you all have to take the oaths again, so...
Okay. All right, there being nothing further, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.